This Israel report is brought to you by the Blue Agency. Your Israel property is in good hands. Owning properties in Israel can be a great investment, but challenging to manage if you are based abroad. The Blue Agency will manage every aspect of your property, finding and vetting tenants, maintaining your property and getting it rental ready, negotiating contracts and collecting rentals, reporting back to you regularly. The Blue Agency has built a reputation for trust and confidentiality over 20 years. The Blue Agency, your Israel property is in good hands. Contact us at www.theblueagency.com.
The Israel Report with Rolene Marks.
Boker Tov, Rolene, how are you?
Boker Tov, Kathy. Good, and yourself, all things considered, for what has been a truly, truly draining and emotional week.
Absolutely. Well, can you get us all up to speed? Because in the diaspora, of course, it's 2 days of Yom Tov. In Israel, you know, 24 hours is enough. Can you update us?
Okay, so let's just take a look at what we're expecting today, and then I'm going to give a rundown of the week's events. So today is the last Friday of Ramadan, and as I'm going to get to in a few minutes, we've seen a significant increase in violence over the last week, culminating in two horrific terror attacks. Now, our security forces are bracing for clashes on the Temple Mount, possible terror attacks, possible rocket attacks. Iron Dome batteries have been rolled out across the country to prepare for any kind of eventuality. And Prime Minister Netanyahu, just as before Pesach went out, said that he will be banning the ascending of any Jews onto the Temple Mount until the end of Ramadan. This decision was backed by his now reinstated Defense Minister Yoav Gallant and the rest of the cabinet, except for Itamar Ben-Gvir, the National Security Minister, who called it a cowardly decision. Now, I know that there are many out there who will say, you know, it's our right to go up on the Temple Mount, the holiest site. But I think we've got to be very, very cognizant, and certainly our president has addressed it before, President Herzog, and I think the Prime Minister is trying to, you know, allude to the fact that whatever happens on the Temple Mount, as we've seen in the media across the world over the last week, affects over a billion Muslims. So having said that, let's go back to events of last week and why the Al-Aqsa has become such a flashpoint. And we had mass groups of Palestinians enter the Al-Aqsa compound last week, Wednesday, armed with fireworks and rocks and various paraphernalia. Now, they would not allow for worshippers to enter and leave the mosque peacefully, which is why we have a police presence on the Temple Mount, especially during Ramadan. Also, just to remind you that the Temple Mount is administered by the Jordanian Waqf. This is a religious authority. So while the Temple Mount may be the territory might be under Israeli control, it is still administered by the Waqf, who have what we call a special status. And last week, basically all hell broke loose. The police had to enter and remove physically the Palestinians who were masked, who were throwing fireworks and rocks. And these were the images, of course, flashed around the world. Notably absent from the images flashing around the world were the murders of four people in Israel. We'll get to that in a second. Now, on Saturday night, hundreds of Palestinians barricaded themselves in the Al-Aqsa, kind of wanting to force a clash. The police didn't respond in any way, and it kind of just dispersed as a damp squib. But we are preparing today for any eventuality. Now, we can see the fingerprints, or almost smell the fingerprints, that would be quite strange, of Iran all over this, because in tandem with the Al-Aqsa, which is used as an excuse to use the parlance of Hamas and Iran and those terror groups for acts of resistance. So in tandem with that, We had last week, Friday, 34 rockets fired from Lebanon into northern Israel. Now, this is the most or the highest exchange that we've seen since 2006, the second Lebanon war. We had 44 rockets fired from Gaza into southern Israel, and then we had 6 rockets fired from Syria into Israel. So we've had basically surrounded by rocket attacks. So this is very, very carefully coordinated. And then the horrific, horrific, I think any of us who watched the funerals, who followed the footage over the past week have been utterly devastated at the brutal murders of Lucy, Maya, and Rina D as they were heading for a family weekend away in the Kinneret, the Sea of Galilee, so brutally murdered, a family completely ripped apart before our very eyes. Then Saturday night, the car rally terror attack that took the life of 35-year-old Roman lawyer Alessandro Parini in Israel, for a vacation, most probably for Easter, and his body was sent back to Italy with a Ministry of Foreign Affairs and with a priest ceremony of honor, and Israel and Italy standing in firm solidarity.
Crazy times, Rolene. Can we just talk about the rocket attacks as well?
Yeah, I think it's very important to understand why we are having these rocket attacks. You know, we know that the Al-Aqsa Mosque is used as a clarion call for terror groups to fire their rockets. They're waiting for any excuse to try and engage Israel in some kind of big conflagration.
Okay. All right. So what is the status now of Al-Aqsa in terms of Jews being able to visit? I mean, listen, I remember, when was it, 15 years ago, Jews weren't allowed on the Temple Mount at all. Do you remember that? So things are slowly progressing.
Well, Jews, well, let's put it this way. Non-Muslims are allowed on the Temple Mount. We had big groups of Jews going up on the Temple Mount this week. We had, you know, Birkat Kohanim, the blessings of the Kohanim at the Kotel, at the Wailing Wall, on Sunday. And that morning, about 200 Jews had gone up onto the Temple Mount. Everything relatively peaceful. But because right now, especially during Ramadan, which over the past couple of years really has been a time where we see a significant increase in violence, especially surrounding the Temple Mount. Incidentally, before last week's incident, worshippers were able to go up and down on the Temple Mount for Ramadan very peacefully, without incident. You know, as we see the Muslim world opening more and more to Israel and the Palestinian cause, so to speak, becoming less of a priority, so more are the Palestinians looking for reasons to draw Israel into a big fight and say, you know, look how our holy site is under threat. That is the terminology they use. They say Al-Aqsa is under attack, or Al-Aqsa is under threat. No such thing is occurring. Israel is committed to what we call the status quo, which is maintaining the peaceful ability of worshippers to ascend and descend the Temple Mount. But until the end of Ramadan, which is sometime next week, the Prime Minister has taken the decision, because we don't want any kind of conflagration, that Jews will not be allowed to ascend the Temple Mount until afterwards.
Yeah, just because you can doesn't mean you should, right? Got to be sensitive to these things.
Well, Sam, can you send Ben Gavir that memo?
It's your job. You're the one who's voting. Okay, Rolene, what is the sense in Israel at the moment? You know, with the protests, why are the protests still continuing?
The protests will still continue because, as the protest leaders have said, that until these overhauls are either written in a way that is respectful to the broad consensus or off the table, they are going to continue. There is also an element that many people have just lost faith in the Netanyahu government. Now, I know there are many out there who are going to say Ralin's anti-Netanyahu. Ralin is not anti-Netanyahu. We can't dismiss the sentiments being expressed by Israelis. This is a prime minister, and we certainly saw it the other night when he addressed the nation. His polls are in the absolute doldrums. His popularity is declining daily. He's even given his son the marching orders to stop tweeting and talking to members of the Knesset and actually to go out the country. The Prime Minister, if we had to go to elections tomorrow, numerous polls, and it's not just TV polls, it's Hebrew media polls, it's English media polls, have all said that the popularity of Netanyahu has taken a nosedive. In fact, the Benny or the Binyamin who has become more popular is Benny Gantz. Israelis are looking to him, saying that he is displaying more statesman-like qualities. So the mood in Israel right now is very, very frustrated with the current political situation, the divisions in society, and just a huge concern given the week that we've just experienced.
And that is where I leave it and say Shabbat Shalom. Rolin, thank you so much for your time. Thank you for updating us. And we'll hear you again on Monday. Thank you so much.
Shabbat Shalom.
God bless. Bye-bye.
That Israel Report was brought to you by the Blue Agency. Your Israel property is in good hands. Owning properties in Israel can be a great investment, but challenging to manage if you're based abroad. The Blue Agency will manage every aspect of your property, finding and vetting tenants, maintaining your property and getting it rental ready, negotiating contracts and collecting rentals, reporting back to you regularly. The Blue Agency has built a reputation for trust and confidentiality over 20 years. The Blue Agency, your Israel property is in good hands. Contact us at www.theblueagency.com.